Imagine if I hadn't thrown up in the back of my mouth. I'd still be watching. Greetings. Greetings, everyone. Uncle Odd here. I watched 2 minutes of each VP candidate last night and had to turn it off after throwing up in the back of my mouth a little bit. These two shitty excuse for human being Babylonian druid bastards mocked us all behind their smug, condescending, Botox-filled faces, claiming there to be 200,000 deaths or more attributed to this fodemic. Now, let me remember, what did that preteen hair-sniffing old man say? I think Joey said, "My heart goes out to all of you who are having dinner with an empty chair caused by this disease that has taken over 200,000 lives. Our hearts go out to you. 200,000 lives of national treasure." Hey, dumbass, I know you're old as dirt and your faculties are faulty, but let me help you do some math. But hang on, before I do, I'm going to educate you. Listen to me, Uncle Joe. There is no pandemic. There never has been a pandemic. This boogie virus does not exist. All you psychopaths did was hijack flu season and called it a different name. Brilliant. You're all frauds, and you know what? You should be tried for treason. Now, about those 200,000 deaths. The math. I promised. Let me get out my calculator. 200,000 divided by 331 million people equals 0.0006%. That's 0.0006%. And forget about the fact that the CDC walked back the 200,000 death count to less than 10% of that number. When accurately reporting what the death certificates actually declared as the actual cause of death. So now we're talking about 20,000 deaths attributed to this boogie virus. You don't hear that much on the news, do you? Of course not. You need Uncle Odd's discernment for that, Uncle Joe. Fun fact, last year, according to the CDC, there were 40,000 deaths attributed to the flu. Now, I've seen that as high as 60,000, but I just looked it up before coming on air. What a coincidence. Well, let me go real with you. Do you know what really pissed me off? As I hit my off button after throwing up in the back of my mouth, watching you two adrenochrome trolls feigning to give two shits. It pissed me off to think about the real coronavirus deaths. You know, the ones caused by turning the economy upside down, resulting in massive unemployment. Not so fun fact. Unemployment results in a 50% higher risk of death due to heart failure. It's that stress thing. It's also associated with a threefold increased relative risk of death by suicide. That's no shocker. So for every 10 million unemployed, that translates to 60,000 deaths. That pisses me off. How about all the deaths associated with hospitals ceasing non-essential surgeries? What about all the alcohol-related deaths and overdoses? Those too, due to unemployment and that feeling of failure. Can't forget domestic violence. What do you think about that? Do you give a shit about battered wives and children? What about the increase in child sex abuse? Don't play ostrich. That's a real thing. And you know what also makes me ill? Do you remember all of the it's just lies that you told? Let's see, what are they? It's just flatten the curve. It's just non-essential workers. It's just the closure of small businesses. It's just temporary unemployment. It's just 6 feet. It's just a little track and trace. It's just bacteria-laden masks. It's just canceled schools. It's just canceled sports. It's just canceled church. Oh, yeah. Just canceled weddings. Yeah, and even canceled funerals. It's just a local lockdown. It's just no international travel for now. It's just until flu season ends. It's just until the summer. It's just until the end of the year. And this one, it's just essential surgery only. Because it's just about COVID-19. It's just about this boogie virus that does not exist. Forget about the death by heart failure. Forget about the death by circulatory disease. Forget about death by respiratory disease. Forget about death by alcohol abuse. Forget about death by drug abuse. Forget about death by home violence. Forget suicide. Forget child abuse. Just remember, it's medical martial law. With a smile on your face, Joe. Fact is, you two make me sick. You are frauds. The system is a fraud. The media is a fraud. This pandemic is a fraud. So you can take your 200,000 faux deaths and shove them up your mask. Take your fear porn elsewhere. We do not believe you. You are exposed. You are liars. And you're sure as hell exiled from Thanksgiving dinner. If you come within 200 miles of Uncle Odd's little kids roundtable, especially you, hair-sniffing Joe, the restraining order will be enforced. That's right. And consider yourself lucky, you two. This rant resulted from me just watching just 2 minutes of each of you. Imagine if I hadn't thrown up in the back of my mouth. I'd still be watching. Well, let's just say that the world's a better place. I'd rather hang out with my subscribing friends here and forget you. So with that, I'm out.
All right. Turn down for what?